Hello, I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is. We come to you 7 days a week with ways to help you learn and improve your American English. We also tell you about important things that are happening so you can learn and stay informed at the same time. Today, we begin with a story about the U.S. Recent violence in the central part of the country has been race-related. Today, we will learn what some members of that community are telling their young people to do if they are stopped by local police. Then, something from the world of science. A new study shows how to influence the human brain so that it is able to learn better. That's something we can all benefit from. Let's get started with part one. Many people have heard about the shooting of an unarmed black teenager in the United States. A white police officer shot and killed the young man last month in Ferguson, Missouri. His death fueled days of unrest and racial tension in the city, just outside St. Louis. The incident demonstrated the racial anger between police and Ferguson's African-American community. Now, some African-American parents and social workers are talking to young people about how to act when stopped by police. Jerry Watson has more on the story.
African-Americans in Ferguson have long objected about racial bias or favoritism in policing. They say police officers abuse their power by unfairly targeting them for stops and searches. Many families worry that their children will have a bad experience with police.
I just tell the youngsters to be careful, ma'am. The police come to y'all and say something to y'all, then do what they say.
Tensions have increased between the mostly black community and police after the shooting death of Michael Brown. Officer Darren Wilson, who is white, shot the unarmed teenager on August 9th. Social worker Ivy Hilton says more needs to be done to stop deadly clashes between Ferguson's police and blacks.
They're just starting to shoot and kill, and it is alarming. It is very alarming, and I think that it is a new shift in how we are being seen and how we are being treated, and we better pay attention so that we can get that shift back, bring some order and some harmony back.
In 2011, the U.S. Justice Department reported that police stopped and arrested black drivers nationwide almost two times as often as white drivers. The report suggested that black drivers were nearly three times as likely as white drivers to be searched, and black drivers were almost three times more likely to be arrested than white drivers for minor nonviolent offenses. Rudy Davis is a Washington, D.C. radio personality. He serves as a mentor, a guide and friend to young African Americans. He says they rarely think about what can happen when they are stopped by police.
We don't know that just saying yes or just stopping in our actions, whatever it is that we're doing to just stop, could help you.
Some African American parents are talking with their children about how to prevent conflicts with police. Ivy Hilton has some suggestions.
I talk with young people all the time about what we call street law, being able to understand your rights, being able to know exactly what to do if a police officer comes to you.
Edward Tate offers advice to young people. He believes education is of great importance to changing their behavior with police.
We have to re-educate our people into the true knowledge of themselves as it relates to their essence, their culture, their background. So that may instill a sense of pride, positive pride, and a sense of dignity to the point where it will allow us to regulate our behavior as self-respecting people.
The police chief of Ferguson says his force will work to win back the trust of the community. But civil rights activists predict there will be more demonstrations in Ferguson and in other places. They say this will happen because people are frustrated with what they believe is more police oppression of African Americans. I'm Jerry Watson.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA, Washington. You may have heard people say that hard work is more important than the intelligence you are born with. Recently, researchers noted changes in the brains of individuals immediately after they were told this. Christopher Cruz explains what this is all about.
Hans Schroeder led a study at Michigan State University. Mr. Schroeder is a student at the university. As he noted, whether or not what people were told was true, giving people messages that encourage learning and motivation may promote more efficient performance. In the study, two groups read different stories about intelligence. One story said intelligence levels are a product of our genetic material and cannot be changed. The researchers called this the fixed mindset. The other story discussed how difficult living environments probably made individuals like Leonardo da Vinci and Albert Einstein highly intelligent. Researchers called this the growth mindset. Later, the researchers tested the group's members on what they had just read. Mr. Schroeder and his team watched their brain activity as they answered questions about the main subjects in the story. The researchers say they found that small messages about our abilities can have a big effect on our beliefs about what we are able to do. The people who read that intelligence comes from genes worked to answer the questions correctly. But their test results did not improve on later exams. But the opposite was true among those who read that intelligence can come from hard work. They showed what the researchers called a more efficient brain response after they were told their answer was wrong. This suggests they thought they could give the correct answer on the next test. And the more these individuals thought about their mistakes, the faster they answered the questions on the next test. The researchers say the study showed that those who had a growth mindset made efforts to improve and adapt. They say even a small amount of time spent on